Coming up in a moment, a pair of U.S. mayors talk about the power of DIYism, local power taking on tough issues that federal politicians won't touch, apparently, with a 10-foot pole. But first, we have one of those mayors for a few minutes to talk about the unrest we saw and heard last night in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mayor Richard Berry, mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico. What happened at that Donald Trump rally in your capital city last night?
Well, we had a rally, and like we see across the country with a number of the political candidates, candidate came in, did their thing. Rally was over. We had some protesters there protesting the candidate, had supporters there supporting the candidate. And then after the rally, there were some folks that stuck around, and maybe they weren't there for political reasons, but started causing some mayhem. So our police officers, kept the peace and showed a lot of restraint and really worked with other members of the community to make sure that everybody got home safely. But there were some folks throwing rocks and creating some havoc.
As a Republican, how worried are you that this will become the signature image of Donald Trump's candidacy as we move into the general election and get closer to the convention?
Well, interestingly, Bernie was in town a couple days before. Big crowd there as well. What we saw is what we saw a little bit with the Trump rally. There's a lot of folks out there, whether they're Bernie supporters or Clinton supporters, some I guess too, or Trump supporters. There's just a lot of folks out there that aren't really happy with the way things are going. So as America's mayors, we're out there doing a couple of things. We're trying to make sure that we're setting policy on Main Street that really impacts people's lives and matters, because we don't see a lot of that coming out of Washington. We see a lot of political candidates making sure that everybody concentrates on their differences. And as mayors, we're just trying to bring folks together in our communities and lift each other up and make sure that people have opportunities. So I think this whole campaign has been built around ideas on both sides of the aisle that there's inequity out there. I think we recognize that as America's mayors, whether you're Republican or Democrat mayors, and we're just trying to impact it.
Frustrating, though?
With what?
The divisions within the GOP?
Well, it's interesting to watch democracy work. I mean,
you got that one right.
I think we have a beautiful system in this country, and sometimes that system's frustrating, whether it's based on inaction or perceived inaction coming out of Washington, and sometimes it comes right down to Main Street. So,
well, we're going to talk about some very interesting things happening on two main streets around the United States. Mayor Richard Berry, mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, where there was some unrest at a Trump rally last night. He talked about that a moment ago. He's going to talk about something else with one of two mayors here in the East, taking a look at racial matters on the streets of communities in the United States. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE on The Takeaway. And now we've got a pair of mayors, boy, is that fun to say, taking some important matters for their communities into their own hands. Five major U.S. cities, in fact: Austin, Texas, Albuquerque, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, are meeting here in New York with the goal of creating communities that better serve everyone. The initiative is called Racial Equity Here. It's a collaboration between the nonprofit organization Living Cities and the Government Alliance for Race and Equity. Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry, you heard a moment ago. Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler is here in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
How are you?
Great, great, great. So I love city politics. I love the power of mayors to really make things happen and the collaborative energy that often it happens in the city hall. And I'm just wondering if it's easier for you to take action on issues like racial equity. The president likes to talk about being a big convener, but sometimes he can convene from very, very far away, and the impact is hard to see on the ground.
I think it's probably both easier and also more important at the city level. As a mayor, your local government's actually expected to get things done and actually change conditions on the ground. At the federal level, at the state level, it's a little bit more polarized. Not quite as close to the people. I go out to the grocery store. My constituents are with me all the time. It's close. There's an expectation for performance that exists at the municipal level that immediate result that doesn't exist at the state or federal level.
Does having the power to deal with pragmatic issues like sewer and trash collection and all the things that go into the running of a city make racial equity an easier issue to come up in those contexts sometimes. A lot of times in Washington, you're just dealing with it purely abstractly. On the ground in a city, sometimes there's a racial component to trash collection, and when you deal with that, suddenly a lot of other issues get resolved.
Well, and as a mayor, you don't have the luxury of stepping in and out of conversations like you can if you're separated from the city geographically or you know, like we see in Washington. And so it puts us in a unique position where, you know, I live in a city with – I've got 600,000 brothers and sisters that I serve every day as mayor. And I think most mayors that I deal with feel the same way. You're very close to your boss, and that's a good thing. And it allows you to paint with a little broader brush sometimes. It allows you to bring people together and impact it through a collective impact model action. And so we always joke as mayors, your first job this morning is, you know, make sure the garbage gets picked up, and then you can do big things. Well, picking up the garbage can be a big thing if it doesn't get done. And so it puts us in a place where I think our constituents look at us and say, well, it's a very pragmatic place to be. It's a very pragmatic place to govern from. And if you're a mayor that truly shows an interest outside of just the day-to-day operations of government, you can actually do wonderful things, but you can't do it without your community. And I think mayors also have, the mayors that I work with around the country, have a good ability to pull people together. And you can have a convening and then have some real actionable items come from those meetings.
Albuquerque, great city. Mayor Barry is a Republican. Austin, Texas, great city. Mayor Adler is a Democrat. You guys don't have anything to say to each other, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're a whole lot less interested in
it's like Boehner and Pelosi here, right?
Yeah. You know, the kind of things we talk about, though, are we're sharing ideas on how you institutionalize a music industry in a city. I mean, so it's nuts and bolts kinds of things, and I've enjoyed having the mayor in my city and discussing these kinds of issues. It's more strategic, I think, than lofty.
You're both. Oh, go ahead.
Well, look, nobody's asking anybody to leave their core values at the door. You can walk into the mayor's office with your core values. You can be a fiscal conservative. You can be socially in tune with different things. Whatever it is that you bring as your core values, you can do that as a mayor. But at the end of the day, you have to pull a staff together. If you came to my office, you'd see a very diverse staff. You'd see a diversity of thought. And that's a luxury you have in the mayor's office that I'm not sure you have in some other places.
You're both white males. When you become mayor, how does your sensitivity to racial issues become a skill set that you have to either develop or express better? What can you do and what have you done to address issues that are really challenging in places like Ferguson, for instance?
Well, you know, it probably depends on the person who's coming into the mayor's office. I'm an attorney. I started out as a civil rights attorney. So it was something that I had been involved in through the years on the National Advisory Board of the Anti-Defamation League. So I came into the office already with a certain sensitivity. But it's pulling together the folks in the community. The times are changing, and I think that there is a greater understanding of how racial inequities are impacting the overall economic well-being of cities. And the loss of potential associated with historic patterns is something now
that is
important.
How has that track record in Austin been frustrating for you to make progress?
Well, you know, it's frustrating because it exists, but it's exciting because I think the critical mass is there to change that. And part of the Living Cities initiative here is just another attempt and another way to localize and focus the critical mass to deal with the issues of racial.
And for me, you sit and listen. You listen. You let your community coach you as a mayor. You sit down and say, listen, not everybody's walked a mile in the same shoes. And that means among different groups in your community. So just stop and listen, build policy around those discussions. And every time we've done that, we've had great success.
One techie question before we go.
Sure.
Is the establishment of Wi-Fi in cities in America an opportunity to revisit racial equity questions? And basically, Wi-Fi for everyone suddenly involves a lot of social issues as well?
Absolutely. There's a digital divide, I think, in many communities, certainly in Austin. So we're trying to combat that. We're taking that kind of digital access to parts of the community that didn't otherwise have it. So much of living in today's society requires that connectivity. When it doesn't exist, it's a real detriment.
Last 10 seconds, Mayor Barry.
Yeah, equity means lots of things, and access to information is one of those. And the more informed we are, the more we can come together, the more we're going to be able to craft solutions at work.
Well, welcome to the City of New York, Mayor Richard Barry of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Austin, Texas, Mayor Steve Adler. Have a great time here.
Thanks. Great to be here.